Sir Gawain and the Grain Knecht. Sithen this sage in the assault was seized at Troy, the Bork, Britain and Brent to Brondus and Oscus, the Tulk that the Tramus of treason there rocked was treed for his treachery, the truest on earth. It was Aeneas the Athel and his Hekin that sithen the praised provinces and patronus become, well nay of all the well in the West Isles, pro rich Romulus to Rome, ricus him swetha, with great Bobance that Bork he biggus upon first, and nameness it is our norm, as it no hot. Ticius to Tuscan, and Talus beginnis, Longobard in Lombardy liftus upon us, and fair over the French flood, Felix Brutus, on money bonkers full broad, Britain he setus with win, where wear and rock and wonder, be sithus has wont therein, and oft both bliss and blunder, full skate has skifted sin. And when this Britain was bidged be this boar rich, bold bredden therein bar it that loften, in money turned team, tena that rockten, more fairlies on this fold han fallen here oft than in any other that he wot sin that ilk team. But if all of that hair bolt of Britain kinges, I was Arthur the hendest, as ye have heard tell. For thee an antar an erd, he atle to show, that a salient sict so men it holden, and an outrage aventure of Arthur is wondrous. If ye will listen this lay, but on little wheel, he shall tell it as tit as e in tune heard with tongue, as it is starred and stucken in story stiff and strong, with lair letteris locken in lond so hast been long. This king lay at Camelot upon Christmas, with money loflish lord, ladies of the best, reckon lay of the Round Table, all of the rich brother, with rich revelric and rageless mirthus. There turned tulkes be teemes full money, trusted full jolly lay these gentle knichtes, sithen cared to the court, carless to mark. For there the fest was illich full 15 days, with all of the mate and the mirth that men could have ease. Such glam and glay, glorious to hear, dare din upon day, dancing on nichtes. All was hap upon hech in halls and chambres, with lordes and laddies, has lavest him thought. With all of the well of the world, they wanted their salmon, the most kid knichtes under Christus salvin, and the lovelikest laddies that ever leaf harden. And hey, the comelikest king that the court holdes, for all was this fair folk in her first age and sill. The hapness under heaven, king, he is man of will. It were no great near to heaven so hardy a hair on hill.
At the New Year feast, however, a strange incident occurs. Hardly has the feast begun, when there rides into the hall a gigantic knight, green in colour, clothed in elaborate green raiment, and seated upon a green horse. This knight wears no armour, but carries an enormous axe. Our narrative resumes with his demand to speak to the governor of the hall, but all are too astonished to give him any answer. Arthur, however, welcomes him courteously, but the Green Knight explains that he has no purpose of staying. He merely wishes for a Christmas game with the famous knights of the Round Table. he will bestow his great axe upon any member of the hall who will dare to give him a blow with it, provided that the Green Knight may give him a return blow on next New Year's Day. Arthur is the first to accept this extraordinary challenge, but the court finally awards it to Gawain, who has demanded on the plea of its unsuitability for Arthur. Gawain cuts the Green Knight's head off at one blow, but the knight, nothing daunted, picks up his head and rides out, commanding Gawain to meet him next year at the Green Chapel. Arthur and Gawain affect to take the whole affair very lightly.
This Hartle haldes him in, and the Harl enters, driven to the hair dace. Doot hae no worther, hailst hae never own, but hae overlooked. The first word that they warp.
Where is said, the governor of this ging? Gladly will the say that sage in sicht, and with himself spake a raisoon.
To knicht as he kissed his ear, and railed him up and down, he stamed, and cons to dear, who wilt there most renown. Then Arthur, before the he dace, that aventure beholdes, and reckonly him reverenced, for rad was he never, and said,
We welcome me west to this plaza, the head of this hostel, Arthur, I hat. Licht, luflich adun, and lange I the prayer, and whatso the will is, we shall wit after.
Nay, as help
quoth
me,
quoth the Hathel,
heather on here sitters, to warn any wheel in this ward, it was not mean errand. But for the loss of they ladies lift up so here, and the burg and the burness best are holden, stiffest under stale gear on status to read, the wichtest and the worthiest of the world's kind, prave for to play with in other purer lakes, and here is kid courtesy, as ye have heard carp, and that has waned me here wis at this teamer. Ye may be saker be this branch that he beareth her, that he passes in pace, and no plicht sech. For had he founded in fairer, in fichting ways, he have a hauberger home and a helmer both, a shield and a sharp spear, a sheen and a bricht, and other weaponous to welder, he wane well else. But for he wolder no wearer, me waders are softer. But if thou be so bold as all a burners tell him, thou will grant me godly the goman that he ask. Be richt.
Arthur Conan swore and said,
Sir Cortes Knicht, if thou crave a battle barra, here failest thou not to ficht.
Nay, frace thee no ficht, in faith thee tell her. Hit her in a boot on this bench but beardless childer. If he were a hasped in armors and a hechstede, here is no man met a match for Mictus awake. For thee he crave in this court a Christmas goman, for it is yawl and new year, and here are yep money. If any so hardy in this, whose hold is himself, and be so bold in his blood, brain in his head, that dare stiffly strike a stroke for another, he shall give him off me gift, this geezerna richer, this axe, that is heavy enough to handle as him leakes, and he shall beat the first boor as bar as he sitter. If any freak be so fell to fonder that he tell her, let her lift him a toe and latch this weapon. He quit claim it forever, caper as his own, and he shall stand him a stroke, stiff on this flit. Ellis, thou will dicht me the dome to dale him another, barley, and yet give him respite a 12 month and a day. Who hear and let's say teeter dar any herein or say.
If he him stoned upon first, stiller were than all the herred men in Hall, the he and the low. The rink on his runes him rooted in his saddle, and runishly his raid e'en he railed about, bend his brazed brewers, blickened a grain, waved his beard, for to wait whoso world reason. when no one wald cape him, with carp he coffered full here, and reamed him full richly, and riched him to spake.
Is this Arthur as whose?
Quoth the Hathel then.
That all the Rus ran us off the realm so many. Where is new your Sir Quadri and your conquestors, your Grindelake and your Grame and your greater wordes? New is the revel and the renown of the Runda Table, overwalt with a word of ennuia speech. For all that is for Drada, without a dint showed.
With this he laughs so luda that the Lord graved. The blood shot for sham into his sheer fass and lera. He wakes as wroth as weender, so did all that there were. The king as Cain be kinder, then stowed that stiff monera and said,
Havel, be haven thee asking his niece, and as thou folly hast phrased, fiender they behove us. I know no goomer that is ghost of thee greater wordes. Give me no the gesern upon Goda's halver, and I shall bathe in the bone that thou boden harbors.
Lichtly lapes he him toe and locked at his hand. Then fiercely that other freak upon foot leashtes. Now has Arthur his axe, and the helm grippes, and sternly stirreth hit a boot that streak with hit thought. The stiff man him before stood upon heesht. Here than any in the house be the haid and more. With stern a share there he stood, he stroked his beard, and with a countenance three, he drew down his coat. No more mat ne dismayed for his main dintes than any born upon bench had brought him to drink of wine. Gawain, that sat be the quainer, to the king he can and clean.
He beseech no, with sir his sainer. This melee mought be mean, walder ye, walder lich lord.
Quoth Gawain to the king.
Bid me bow from the bench, and ston be you there, that he without villainy ye mixed void this table, and that me ledger lord ye leaked not ill. He will come to your counsel before your court reach, for may think it not samely as it is soth canoeing. There's such an asking as heaven it so he in your sala. Och ye yourself be talent if to talk it to yourselven. Well, man is so bold your boot upon Ben sitting, that under heaven he hope none harker of willa. No better bodies on bent, their barret is rarred. He on the wackest he wot, and a wit fablest, and lest lure of me leave. Who late is this author? But for as much as ye are me name, ye am only to praise her, no bounty but your blood, in me body canoa. And seethen this note is so nice, that knocked it you fallas, and he have frained it at you first, falleth it to me. And if he carped not comely, let all this court rich boot blame.
Richer together con rune, and sithen they raiden all sam to rid the king with croon, and give Gawain the gam. Then commanded the king the knicht for to rise, and he full radly uprose and rooched him fair, knailed doon before the king, and catches that weapon. And he luftily hit him loft, and lift up his hand and gave him God's blessing. And gladly him biddes that his hurt and his horn should harde be both.
Cape they, cousin,
quoth the king,
that thou on kirf setter, and if thou raidest him richt, raidly he true that thou shall beaten the boor that he shall bade after.
Gawain goes to the gum with geason in hand, and he baldly him biddes, he base never the helder. Then carpus to Sir Gawain the knicht in the grainer.
Reform away your forwarders, eh, we fear a passer. First the eighth of the Hathel, who that thou hattest, that thou may tell truly as he trist
me. In good faith,
quoth the good knicht.
Gawain, he hatter, that bade thee this buffet, whatsoever fellas after, and at this team 12 months, darket thee another, with what weapon so thou wilt, and with no wick ellis on leave.
The other answer again.
Sir Gawain, so mote he thriever, as I am fairly fain this dint that thou shall drive. Begog!
Quoth the crane of
Sir Gawain Melikus, that he shall fang at thee first that he have phrased here. And thou hast rarely rehearsed, be reason full true, clanly, all the covenant that he the king asked. Saf that thou shall seek her, message, be the trather, that thou shall search me thyself, whereso thou hopest he may be fund upon fold, and forth thee such wages as thou dealest me today, before this doth reach her.
Where shall they dwell?
Quoth Gawain.
Where is the plaza? He wot never where thou one is, be him that me rocked. I can know not thee, connect, the court, nor the name. Would teach me truly thereto, and tell me who thou hast this. And he shall wire all me wit to win me there, and that is where they forsooth, and be me seek a troth.
That is enough in new year, it needeth no more.
Quoth the gum in the grain to Gawain the hinder.
If he they tell truly, when he the tap have, and thou me smoothly has smitten, smartly he the teacher of me house and me home and me own name, then may thou freest be farer and forward holder, and if he spend no spetcher, then spearest do the better. For thou may lengthen the land and let no fearer but slokes. Tanu the grim toll to thee, and let's say who thou knockest.
Gladly, sir, forsooth.
Quoth Gawain, his axe has strokes.
The grain o' kneecht upon grund a graithly him dresses, a little lute with the head. The lair he discovers. His long a lovelich lockers he laid over his croon, let the knocked neck to the note show. Gawain gripped to his axe, and gathers it on hicht, the cave foot on the fold he before set, let it doon lichtly, licht on the knocked, that the sharp of the shalk shindered the bones, and shrunk thirk the sheer grace, and shod it in twinner, that the bit of the broon stale boat on the ground. The fair head, fro the halls hit to the earth, that failer hit foined with her fate, there it forth rolled. The blood brayed fro the body, that blicked on the grain. And neither faltered, ne fell the freak, never the helder, but stithly he start forth upon stiff shunks, and runishly he racked out, there as rank as stoden, locked to his lovely head, and lift it up sona, and sithen bowers to his blonk, the bridle he catches, steppers into the stale bow, and strides aloft, and his head be the hair in his horned haldus. And as sadly the sedge him in his saddle set, as none unhap had him ailed, though headless he were instead. He brayed his bluck aboot, that ugly body that bled. Mony one of him had doot, be that his resounds were red. For the head in his hand he held us up even, toward the dearest on the days he dresses the fass, and he'd lift up the eyelids, and looked full broad, and mailed thus much with his mouth, as ye may know, herre.
Look, Gawain, thou be greater to go as thou hatest, and let us lily till thou may lude finder, as thou hast hate in this halla, here under these knichtes. To the grain a chapel thou chose, I charge thee to foot such a dunt as thou hast dealt, deserved thou habest, to be yeadedly yolden on New Year's morn. The knicht of the grain a chapel, men knowen me money, for thee me for to find if thou freestest, failest thou never. Therefore come, or the recreant be calder they behoved.
With our ruinous root, the rain as he torn us, hallowed out at the hall door, his head in his hand, that the fear of the flint flockers fro fall hoovers. To what Keith he become, know none there, never more than they wist from quethen he was wonen. What then? The king and Gawain thara, at that grainer they loch and grainer, yet brave it was hit full barra a marvel among thaw men. Thok Arthur, the hinder king, at hert had wonder, he let no semblant be seen, but said full here to the comlage quain with courteous speecher,
"Dere dame, to die de my your never. Well become a such craft upon Christmas, lacking of interludes, to lache and to sing, among these kinder carolers of knishtas and ladies. Nevertheless, to me mate, I may well dress, for I have seen a sally, I may not forsake."
He glent upon Sir Gawain, and gainly he said,
"No, sir, hang up the axe, that has enough hewn."
And it was dawn above the days, on doors at a hanger, there all men for marvel mixed on hit locker, and be true a tittle thereof to tell the wonder. Then they bore to aboard these borners together, the king and the gold knicht, and cane a man him served of all dainties double, as darest mischt falla, with all a manner of mate and minstrelsy botha. With wailer walt they that day, till worthed an end in Londa. Nor thank well, Sir Gawain, for worther, that thou no wonder this aventure for to frain, that thou hast ta'en on hand.
We next hear one of the most admired passages of the poem, in which the passing of the seasons is described. Winter and Michaelmas come round again, and Gawain has to think of his painful journey. He takes leave of the king and the court.
This Hansel is Arthur of aventures on first in young a year, for he yearned yelping to her. Ach, him wardes were won when they to set wenten, now are they stoken of sturdener work, staff full her hand. Gawain was glad to begin those gomnes in hall, but thach the end be heavy, have ye no wonder. For thach men been merry and meaned when they han main drink, a yearn is full yearn, and yeld is never leak. The form to the finish meant fold is full seldom. For thee this yole over yead, and the year after, and each season sir lape is sued after other. After Christen mass come the crab at Lentoon, that freest his flesh with the fish, and ford a more simple. But then the weather of the world with winter at thrapes, cold cling as a dune, clued as upliftin, sheer shade as the rain, and sure as full warm. All is upon fair flat, floor is there showing, both the grundes and the graves, grain are her waders, bread is buskin to build, and brimlit singing, for the loss of the soft to summer that sues thereafter be bonk. And blossom is born to blow, be raw as rich and ronk, then note is noble and no hard-haired and wood so along. After the season of summer with the soft windes, when Zephyr is seaflies himself on sad as an herbus, wail a win is the wart that waxes thereout, when the dunk and the dew a drop is of the laves, to be the blissful blush of the bricht sun. But then he is harvest and harden as him sown, warn as him for the winter to wax full reap. He drives with drought the dust for to ease, fro the foss of the fold to flee a full he. Roth wind of the welkin rustles with the sun, the laves loosen fro the lind and lichten on the ground, and all gray is the grass that grain was e'er. Then all reapers and rotters that rose upon first, and thus yearn as the year in yesterday's morning, and winter weaned is again, as the world askers no farther, till Michaelmas morn was coming with winter washer. Then thinketh Gawain full soon of his Annie's viager. Yet we'll all holiday with Arthur he langes, and he mad a far on that fest for the freke sark, with much revel and rich of the runde table, knicht is full quartes and comlich laddies, all for loof of that lad and longing they were. But never the less nor the latter they nevened but mirther, mony joyless for that gentle Jap as their Martin. For after a mate, with morning he mailes to his em, and spake as of his passage, and partly he said,
"No, led your lord me leaf. Leave, you ask. Ye know the cost of this castle. Ke be no more to tell you ten is thereof, never but trifle. But I am bound to the boar barley to morn, to set the goom of the grainer, as God will me wis."
Then the best of the bourke both together, Awain and Eric and other full money, Sir Dorin Aldis of Ash, the Duke of Clarence, Launcelot and Lionel and Lucan the Gorda, Sir Bors and Sir Bedver, big men both, and many other menskful with Mador de la Porte. All of this company of court come the king near, for to counsel the knecht with carter heart. There was much derna dole driven in the sala, that so worthy as Wawen should wend on that errand, to reach a daleful dint, and dale no more with Brond. The knecht mad aye good cheer, and said,
"What shall they wonder of destinies derf and dare? What my man do but fond?"
The poet then proceeds to describe the arming of Gawain, with special emphasis on his shield, and the pentangle device upon it, which symbolizes the interlocking of his fivefold virtues. Our narration resumes with the departure of Gawain and the doubts expressed by the courtiers about the advisability of the journey. He travels northwards through England, makes a brief appearance in the very country around Chester from which the poem itself originates, and then plunges deep into the northern forests, where he is plagued by assaults of sundry monsters and, what is worse, appalling weather. He prays to find a castle where he may properly celebrate the rites of Christmas.
Is the strength of the realm of Logres, Sir Gawain on God's half, that him no gomen thought. Oft laidless alone, he langes on nichtes, there he found nocht him before the fire that he leaked. Had he no fair but his foal be freethes and donas, and no goma but God begot with to carp, till that he naked full neck into the north wallis. All the eels of Anglesey on lift half he haldes, and far as over the fordes be the four londes, over at the Holyhead, till he had eft bonk in the wilderness of Rial. Wonder there but lit that other god other gome with good heart loved, and I he freined as he fared, at freckes that he met, if they had heard any carp of a knicht grain, and any groan thereabout of the grain a chapel. And all nicked him with nay, that never in her leave they saith never no sedge that was of such hues of grain. The knicht took got to strange, and mony a bonk on bane, his chair full oft con change, that chapel he micht sain. Mony cliff he overclamb, and contrary strange, fair floating fro his friend as framedly he readeth. At each a worth o' the water, there the week passed,
He found a fool him before, but barely it were, and that so fool and so fell that fecht him beholder. So mony marvel be mount there the man findes, it were to torre for to tell of the tend the door. Some wheel with wormes he wears, and with wolves als, some wheel with wardwos that warned in the canaris, both with bulls and bears and boars o' the wheel, and a tynes that him annelada off the hech fella. Nad he been duchty and drechten had served, dootless he had been dead and draped full oft. For where wrathed him not so much that winter was worse, when the cold a clear water fro the clude is shadder, and frae said it follow me to the fall earth. Ne'er slain with the slate, he slapped in his earness, more nichtes than a noch in knacked rockers. There is clattering afro the crest the cold a borden renners, and hanged hech over his head in hard e-sickles. Thus in peril and pain, and pleat is full hard, be contrary cares this knicht till Christmas even, all on. The knicht well that teed to marry mad his moan, that ho him read to read, and wiss him to some woan. Beer moont on the morn merrily he reedes, into a forest full deep that fairly was wheeled. Heech hill is on each a half, and holt wood is under, of hoar oak is full hodge, a hundredth together. The hazel and the hawthorn were harled all salmon, with roch raged massa riled I wear, with mony brides on bleath upon barret wigges, that pitously there peeped for pain of the cold. The goom upon gringo let gleed is him under, thirch mony mizzy and mere, man all him own, carrand for his costus, lest he ne kever shoulder, to say the service of that seer, that on that self nicht of a burde was born, or barret to quell. And therefore seeking, he said,
He beseech thee, Lord, and marry that his mild is more so dare. Of some herbe the haily micht her massa, and thee matinis to morna, makely ask, and thereto pressly pry me pater ave, and crede.
He rode in his prayer, and crede for his misdeed. He sained him and see the sir, and said,
Cross Christ, Miss Bede. The poet continues by recounting how a magnificent castle appears through the trees almost as in answer to Gawain's prayer. Gawain is courteously received in the castle and participates in the splendid Christmas festivals. He is particularly well received by the lady of the castle, and an intense but pure friendship springs up between them. Our narration resumes as Gawain comes to take his leave from the lord of the castle. But when he informs Gawain that he is but 2 miles away from the Green Chapel, Gawain consents to remain as a guest in the castle until New Year's Day. As the feasting continues, the lord proposes a strange bargain to Gawain. The lord will go hunting, while Gawain, who in the lord's opinion is not fully rested from his journey, will stay home with his wife. But whatever the lord gains hunting will belong to Gawain, and whatever Gawain gains in the castle will belong to the lord. Gawain consents.
Then freined the frake full fair at himself, and what dare of a deed had him driven at that dare team, so kenly fro the king's court to care all his honour, ere the holidays holy were hallowed out of tune.
For so, sir,
quoth the sedger,
yes, saying but the trother, a hay arnder and a haste may harder fro the warnies, for I am summoned myself to search to a plaza in a warten world where a ward to wend it to finder. In older but if he had namixed on New Year's morn, for all the land him with logres, so may, O Lord, help. For thee, sir, this enquest I require you had, that ye may tell with trother, if ever ye tall header of the Grainer Chapel, where it on groen standes, and of the knick that it capes, of colour of grain. There was stabled by statute a stave in us between her, to mate that man at that mirror, if he make last. And of that ilk new year, but naked no wanters. And he will look on that lad, if God may let Walder, glad like her begot his son, than any God welder. For thee, wis, be your will, wender may be hovis. Naffy no to busy, but barra three dyers. And may else fain to follow fae, as fairly of mine ander.
Then Lachan quoth the Lord,
"No lang the behovis, for he shall teach you to that term be the teamer's ender. The grain a chapel upon groon to graver you no more. But ye shall be in your bed burn at the nasa, wheel forth days, and ferk on the first of the year, and come to that merk at mid-morn to mach what your leakers in spenna. Dwell as wheel new year's day, and reese and rake as then. Mon shall you set in way? It is not 2 meal hen."
Then was Gawain full glad, and gomanly he laughed.
"But no, I thank you, thravenly, for all the other thing. No, a chave it is my chance. He shall at your will dwell, and ellis do whatso, ye demon."
Then seized him the seer, and set him beside. "Let the laddies be fit, to leak him the better. There was same solace be himself stiller. The Lord late for loaf lotus so merry, as we at that wold of his wheat, no wist what him eached. Then I carped to the knisht, Crean Luda.
Ye han damed to do the deed that he bidder. Will ye hold this hess here at this onus?"
"Yea, sir, for so,"
said the sergeant true.
"Will he bid in your book, be bane to your hest?
For ye have travelled,"
quoth the tulk,
"to and fro ferre, and sit and wacked may with, ye are not well warrest, neither of sustenance, nor of sleeper, softly ignore. Ye shall lengen your loft and lee in your razor, to mord wheel the mess wheel, and to mate a winder, when ye will, with me weef, that with you shall sit and comfort you with company till he to court torna, ye lender. And he shall edly reaser, on hunting with he winder."
"Gawain grant us all these, him held and as the hender."
"Yet fear,"
quoth the freak,
"a forward we maka. Whatsoever ye win in the ward, hit worthest to yours. And what checks so ye achieve, change a maid or foreigner. Sweater swap we so, swara with trotha. Whether laid so limp, lair other better."
"Be God,"
quoth Gawain the goad,
"I grant that ill, than that you leave for to lake. Laugh at me, thinkers.
Who bringeth us the beverage? This bargain is mocked."
So said the lord of that lad. They lauched at chona. They drunken and daleden and dalton untechtel. These lords and laddies wheeled at him leaked. And sithen with Frankish farer and fail fair lotus, they stoden and stemmed and stilly spaken, kissed in full cornily and cocked in her laver. With money laid full leashed, and lame under torches, which burned to his bed was broached at the last full soft. To bed yet ere they yed, recorded covenants oft. The old lord of that lady couth well hald lake aloft.